Okay, we rolling back again. Yeah, so 29, you're a god. Let's see, we was talking about something in the image. Why you don't have any kids right now?
Man, because that's an extra bill, man.
You realest, boy.
It's an extra bill, man. I don't need it right now, man. I don't need no kids. I mean, I ain't even ready to get married yet. So why would I bring a kid into this world? I mean, I grew up without my dad, and I finally moved to Georgia with my dad. But, I mean, he was there, like, salt and pepper every now and then. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to be that type of dad. I want to be able to fully develop some time into my kids. And, you know, not saying I'm running from the responsibility, but like I said, I just know it's growth right now. I'm still growing in myself. I'm still learning who I am, mm-hmm. hence the name I am. You know what I'm saying? So, man, that's where I'm at with it.
We need more people like you, man. I swear. If I heard somebody else give that type of response for that question, I would feel personally okay with, you know, the state of everything. But I don't see enough of that. And I be thinking, like, damn, maybe I got to get on this bitch just so I can give that type of answer. Because there's some real niggas out here, and some of this stuff I don't see represents me thoroughly, I would say. Especially when it comes to some of these Atlanta rappers' mindsets. You know, I just go back to that just because that's kind of the industry I'm dealing with at the moment. But, yeah, it's definitely refreshing to hear that. You never thought that coming across too smart might enable you or be to your detriment of your music career?
No, not really. I tried dumbing it down, but I just can't do it. Mm-hmm. It's like you learn so much and you want to spit it out, and that's how I am, man. That dumbing it down and trying to sound dumb on interviews and stuff, it's like I'm just going to speak my mind. I don't think I'm the smartest. I ain't the dumbest. Mm-hmm. I just speak what comes to my mind, what I feel like is real. I mean, that's really what it is, from the music to just being a person. Anybody who around me, man, know I'm pretty much real. I respect feelings, mm-hmm. but I'm a realist at the end of the day. Like, I'm going to give you the realest, best answer I know to give you on anything or the scenario, whatever it may be. I'm going to try to keep it real with you as 1,000 as possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know you mentioned something about your pops. What about just the whole immediate family all together? What's that relationship hitting on?
I mean, I fuck with my family. Mm-hmm. But they know I'm on a mission right now, so I block a lot of stuff out. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You know I love them, but like I said, I got to block stuff out to focus on me. I can't let their feelings be my feelings. I can't let what they go through determine my actions. You know, sometimes you just got to go through it, and you just got to deal with the consequences as they come. You know, something happened then. It's just something I got to live with, you know. God be on that happened to my family, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, they know I'm on a mission, not just for me, but for them as well. Mm. So.
Damn, so doing the music shit, do you feel like you be at times, I guess, too focused on that and then you forget about, I guess, your personal relationships with your family or whoever? Friends, anything like that?
I don't really think it's a thing that's too focused when you ain't achieved your goal yet.
Okay. You putting the right attention in on it.
Yeah, so okay. It's like taking a vacation and you ain't earned it. Mm. It's like getting a raise and you ain't earned it. It's like you gotta put in the work. You can't go to boot camp in the army and say, I miss my family, I wanna go back home right quick. Mm-hmm. Nah, you there.
Sheesh. Great analogy.
That's just what it is.
Oh yeah, they're gonna love this interview. I know I had a couple different type of people, different walks of earth. You know, I try to keep it within the black community. That's the demographic I'm aiming for, but there's so many different type of black people out here. Different type of all people, but I'm definitely noticing just in the Atlanta area, it's a lot of different types of black people walking around here.
Oh, yeah, of course, man. You know that.
So what about food wise? What's what are your go to foods that you dine on?
Man, anything from Kale's Kitchen. But you know, when I'm chilling at the house and I'm cooking, Rotel dip, lasagna. You know, some of that sort, you know. I like cooking too.
Oh, okay, so you're not all the way vegetarian or vegan or nothing like that.
Man, I'm a foodetarian.
I mean, nobody haven't been coming to you trying to push that narrative on you?
Man, they know better. Folk don't come to me on that BS, man. They just read the personality, man. Folk come to me with respect, man. So they ain't even got nothing to do with it.
They know you missed the barbecue and mildew.
Yeah.
Okay. I know that. What about new projects in the future? What you thinking about?
Oh, I got some stuff on the way, man. Got a new single. It's kind of obvious what it's gonna be called. I put it in every photo. The sign.
Hey.
So.
Okay, I get it.
You know what I'm saying? I got an album on the way. So my focus was not really trying to put so much attention on to dropping something this year. It was really just focusing on it and getting it where I could drop it the right way, with the right marketing behind it, man. I'm always be relevant as long as I walk around with that sign.
Ooh, I'm always gonna be relevant. Like, you talking some shit right now, bro.
I mean, that's just real.
It's all the way real.
Man, everywhere I go, man, it's like everybody, like I could try to talk to people and get them compliments, and then somehow it always revert back to, man, you're grinding the sign, you inspire me. So I like the fact that people tell me I inspire them, man. I mean, I'm just speaking facts, man. A lot of artists be telling me, bro, you the only artist that I really feel like is the competition with. And I be really feeling like, you ain't my competition. No disrespect to no artist or nothing, but it's just the competition is so much bigger than ATL, so much bigger than the South. We competing against people across the world. So, you know, I dig them for them to say that I'm their competition or that I'm somebody they feel like they, you know, one and two or two and one, however that may be, the 1-2 punch, you know what I'm saying? But I get that from a lot of artists, but you ain't not finna get that from me because they not my competition, man.
You looking at people like Drake and
Kendrick. Nah, I'm looking at the person like in the mirror.
Ooh, okay. Bigger than that now.
Man, Drake ain't no bigger than me or Drake ain't no bigger than nobody else. He just had his opportunity before we did.
That's a great way to look at it.
You know what I'm saying? He just has opportunity come, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have my opportunity. When it come, I'm going to be probably go longer than Drake as far as number one hits. Because I got him. And then I still ain't even learned myself fully. I haven't been able to be in the studio 24 hours back to back to back. You know what I'm saying? I can only go to the studio when I can afford to go. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. I can knock out 5 or 6 songs in about a 4 or 5 hour session. But to learn yourself, to just be in there and just learn yourself, man, is a whole different feeling, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is a nice little.
I don't think nobody touching me right now. I don't think nobody gonna be touching me then. You know, I'm already a dangerous guy. So when I really get that, a team that worked just as hard as me all across the board, it's gonna be even more dangerous.
Whew. Okay, so let's say your words as of right now was good enough to, I guess, get your marketing push like how you would want it to, and your single drop and cover it or wherever. Just off your words alone, what would you feel need to be, I guess, mandatory in your, when you drop the sign or whatever? What's just some couple of media, marketing tactics that you would like to see on your behalf?
I mean, first of all, I just want to see the people support it. All the people who say talk to me out in the streets, I just want to see them support it. That's the biggest marketing, word of mouth through the people, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to really release all my strategies that we got planned up because we still cooking them up. But, you know, just to have people themselves talking about what I got going on, telling somebody else about the music, that's the best marketing, because I only know about music when my friends tell me about it. And it's like, okay, I gotta listen to it now because you told me about it. I know you don't listen to that BS music. So word of mouth, just people rocking with the sign, man.
You definitely was the first person to mention Derez Deshawn name to me.
Oh yeah, that nigga, he's, man, look, that boy, he
might have been a couple months ago, maybe.
That boy's a beast, man. I give credit when credit due. Like, he really talking about something. Mm-hmm. So I'm always support.
Yeah, you would have thought he was kind of a little bit too real for some of his stuff to pop, but I guess with good marketing and some of the other stuff he had going along with it, and word of mouth.
It's his time, man. It was just his time, man. It's his time, man. Everybody had their time, man. Timing is everything. That's why people preach patience so much, because you're going to have your time. You just got to be ready. And it's almost like when it's really your time, you're going to be scared a little bit, because it's a lot that come with that. You know what I'm saying?
That's normal.
I had a studio session one time. I was scared to go home. The music was so fire. I thought somebody was going to take me out before I went home.
Shit.
No, that's real. That's some real shit, though.
No, definitely.
I was like, man, this music too good. Let me go in here and hide.
Mm-hmm. Nah, we can't have the hiding, man. Got to be out there, man.
Oh, no, I'm definitely out there. I went to two spots last night.
Yeah.
Walked in with the sign, man. Look, I'm not dimming my life for nobody 2018, man. You either going to let me in, you know what I'm saying?
Man, you got to be a certain type of individual to really... really not dim your light and keep, because that sign is really crushing all the indie promotion wise for a bunch of different shit, you know, and you consistent with it, you know, and you're going to stand out. Like, a lot of times I don't even be wanting to step out the house because I feel like, oh shit, I'm losing more than I'm gaining, gas money than just being out. Goddamn, probably going to have to pay for some drinks, food, gas, some of everything. You know, just kick it with folks, but shit, you got your name, you got that sign, you're in a place to be. Even just walking down the street. You never thought, like, oh man, this shit's lame, ain't nobody else doing it, or blah, blah, blah.
Never thought it, man. Never thought it. I had two people tell me when I first got the sign, it was like, nah, bro, don't do it. One of them is a rapper, and one of them is a nobody. And to me, both of them nobodies, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, one was a rapper, one was a nobody, and both of them said, nah, that ain't really the way.
It's like, nigga, hey, you can't tell me what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm getting it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been grinding the same way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But now people starting to see me because of the light. But the light powerful. Look up the light in the Bible.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Look up the light in anything. You can't even walk down a dark alley without light.
I mean, you can, but you won't be too successful with it.
Yeah, you're not. You're going to goddamn run into something.
Mm-hmm. That's deep, man. I always, you know, appreciated the light, but now I notice myself really appreciating the darkness.
Oh, no, you got to appreciate both.
Got to appreciate both. Okay. Let's see. I'll probably... speak on a few more things and wrap it up. Who you got this year? Super Bowl.
Fuck the Super Bowl.
Fuck the Super Bowl. Have you even been watching football like that?
It's whack, man. It's set up, man. It's set up.
What you mean it's set up as in it's too obvious for you to notice that it's set up? Or?
I mean, it's just set up, period, man. No way in hell this nigga winning all these championships, man. They want this man to win all these championships. Like.
Okay, what is it about his greatness that you're willing to question, but Michael Jordan's greatness? I ain't hear nobody saying, oh, man, this shit rigged for Michael Jordan to goddamn win all these titles. It looked like he went out there and just snatched them hoes. So why are you saying that Tom Brady is possibly not doing that, or Bill Belichick?
Man, look. The dude who said they had to throw the game the last year, man, told everybody that the game was rigged and he got fired. So the game rigged.
You think the Falcons really was supposed to possibly... when, if it wasn't for no other extra influence on the game?
I mean...
taking it that far?
I'm not going to say all that, but...
how rigged is rigged? Like, if that's the case, then the whole everything is rigged from top to bottom every second.
It is, though.
You don't feel like that's the case with the NBA?
I mean, I feel like the NBA rigged too sometimes. I mean, they go out there and play their games, but I mean, I don't know. I don't really think about football like that. I feel like they do that with football, man, with the great white hope. Tom Brady. They don't want a black man to ever be able to reach them goals, so they try to set the bar so high.
Quarterback come in this bitch, he gonna have some work to do. Cam, Vic.
Man, why is my car not working, man?
Okay, well, shit. Who you got for the finals then in the NBA? Or is it just another collision course with whoever with the Warriors?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I'm still happy for KD and that move he made. It's a little funky right now, but, you know, they're going to be tested soon. There's going to be some more talent.
Shit, Houston.
You got Houston out there.
Man, Harden out here dropping 60.
Point triple doubles and shit. Oh, my God, that's amazing. Yeah.
Oh, I think, man. I'm going to
go ahead and wrap this one up, man. It's been a pleasure, you know. Hope that we have an open invitation anytime to get an interview from you.
Man, you know it, man.
Definitely, man. Well, this signing out.